Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. In our last episode, Protecting Your Wellbeing, we talked about how we only have so much time, so much energy, so much money, and so much attention. Those resources aren't endless. And when life pulls on them from every direction, they run low. So today, I want to build on that. If those resources are finite and they can run out, how do you refill them? Restoration is not passive, it's intentional. If you can get away for a night or visit a spa for a few hours, that's wonderful. But not all parents have that kind of space. What you can do is create small pockets of restoration, tiny moments across your day and week that genuinely restore you. Today, we'll walk through how to restore each of the four resources you use every single day: time, energy, money, and attention. Restoration is more than rest. It's about replenishing what has been depleted, restoring the well so you have something to draw from again. Some things drain us, some things nourish us, and interestingly, they're not always what we expect. For example, scrolling on your phone can feel like a break, but it can leave you feeling more scattered or overstimulated. Watching TV might numb the overwhelm, but it doesn't restore your energy. True restoration is something you feel. It softens you. It brings you back into yourself. It makes you feel a little steadier than you were before. Restoration matters because it changes how you feel in your days. When you create small moments that restore you, you feel more grounded, more patient, more present. You start to recognize yourself again, the you beneath the noise and the responsibilities. It's not about being productive or performing better. It's simpler than that. It's about feeling a little more like yourself. I'm going to walk through each resource and offer some ideas, small ways you might begin. And remember, you don't have to do all of these. Restoring time. You can't create more time, but you can protect small pockets of it. Time restoration often looks like making choices. Saying no to one thing this week: an invitation, a request, an expectation. Just one. And notice the pocket of time that opens up. Letting something go, even temporarily. A task that doesn't truly need to be done right now. Protecting 5 quiet minutes before anyone wakes or after everyone sleeps. Sometimes having just 5 minutes that's truly yours can feel like restoration. 5 minutes with your tea, with silence, with nothing demanded of you. Taking a moment in the car before going into the house. Using the kettle boiling time as a pause for yourself. These pockets don't have to be long. They just have to exist. Restoring energy. Energy is physical, emotional, and mental. You can restore energy in small, steady ways. Gentle movement that feels good. A short walk, stretching your back, rolling your shoulders. Fresh air. Even standing at the door or opening a window for a minute. Nourishment. Sitting down with something warm and comforting. Connection. A genuine conversation or a quick check-in with someone who sees you. And sometimes the best energy restoration is simply less. Less noise, less stimulation, fewer decisions, a moment of simplicity. Energy restoration is often subtle. It's the things that quietly restore you. Restoring money. Money can be a tricky resource because you can't always restore it quickly. But you can build a little structure around it that supports your well-being. One simple way is to create a small well-being fund. A jar for spare change. A bottle for loose coins. A vault in Revolut or your banking app. A separate space just for well-being. It doesn't have to be much. Small amounts gathered over time add up. Another option is to do a quick review of your subscriptions, the things that auto-renew every month. Are there any you don't actually use? Any that don't genuinely add to your life? If so, these can be redirected towards your well-being fund instead. Restoring attention. Attention is one of the most overstretched resources for parents. It gets pulled in so many directions. Across worry and planning and managing. It's tiring to have your attention scattered. Restoring attention looks like giving your mind a moment of simplicity. Single tasking, one thing at a time. Your attention settles when it's allowed to focus on one thing. Nature, a walk in the woods or a slow drive to a favourite place. Nature has a way of gathering scattered attention and bringing it back to something simple. A short guided meditation. There are a few here on this podcast that you can listen to. Attention restores when it has somewhere gentle to land, something real, something uncomplicated. So those are the four resources we've been talking about. Time, energy, money, and attention. And each one can be restored in small, intentional pockets throughout your week. You don't have to restore all four at once. Even one small pocket of restoration makes a difference. If you'd like to explore more tools and supports, you'll find everything at diversewellbeing.ie. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.